Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Good morning, guys.
Is it a good morning? You dropped your coffee on the rug again.
First thing.
This is the third time. You're ruining good carpet that we have here,
you know,
Max.
What Key said? Key's like, yo, do you...
No.
And he made me think about it. I think he's right. I got to get, like, checked out. He's like, yo, he's, you know, Key, yo, say, man, do you have, you think you have a problem with your motor skills? And I'm like, no, I'm just really, I'm tired. I haven't slept for 2 days.
But the
and
thing
then
is,
I stopped
we just...
and I thought about it, and I thought about the free throw, and I thought, I might have something going on. He might be
we
right.
Just talked about it literally 10 minutes ago in the pre-production meeting.
Yeah.
I'm not a neurosurgeon, but I certainly know somebody that may have some issues every time I look up, they fumbling.
You got a set of the dropsies?
I got the dropsies, but like for coffee.
Why do you not keep knocking over coffee?
And it's always, then it splats on your shoes.
No, it didn't get on me.
It didn't get on you?
No, because if it got on me, I would have got his platinum card or whatever color that thing is.
This whole rug that's just changing your color.
Why are you pointing it out? It blends in.
It does not blend in.
Not anymore, Jay. Thanks a lot.
You know what's so interesting though about the carpet as I sat here and assessed the stains around it.
Yeah.
See, this looked like my carpet when I was growing up. Just nice and just bad and messed up.
It was a nice carpet.
Come on, Max, man.
Look at this.
Not only, people said, you're going to spill that one?
I didn't have this problem with others, but okay.
Give those lines like, oh, look, it's a carpet, man. That's what it's here for. Just be thankful we have a carpet.
You know no, that
be
is
thankful
true.
Thankful we have a
that,
carpet.
That is true. They didn't spill it on the carpet. They may have knocked it on the table, but it never spilled on the carpet.
I want to try something.
True. Max, would you rather spill it on the carpet or all over your... What would make you more lost, spilling it on the carpet or all over your notes? Because we've had that issue, too. There was a Coca-Cola that was spilled all over somebody's notes, and they were lost for about 2 hours. So what would you prefer, Max?
The carpet. I don't care about the carpet. I mean, let's be honest.
They didn't get on the Air Force Ones. Max is straight.
Yeah, that's right. But you know what I want to try just as an experiment?
Got because two more wears.
No matter what you say. Yeah, he hit the nail on the head.
Wears.
Two. I got two, and that's pushing.
Because the shoestrings are starting to go yellow.
Yeah.
And
yep.
You can't tie the shoestrings so tight, bro. Why do you tie them so
worry
tight?
About how I tie my shoes.
Yeah, look down at my feet. Go ahead. I see you looking down at my feet.
Jay, because I don't
you trying
don't
to swing back?
Jay got 90 minutes in the morning to make sure the laces. I got to go, man. Why do you think I wear the uptowns? All right. By the way, I just want to try as an experiment. You know, because it's the radio. Whatever you say, people take it at face value. I'm going to start saying that Jay spilled the coffee. I want to see how long it takes for people to
believe you've
that.
Been lying to the people, too. No, it came back in the poll feedback we got
the
other day.
I'll bet you if I start saying...
Because they said Max knows more about hockey than I do.
That's clearly true. I'm talking about stuff that's not true. And can we get the people to believe it?
Because it's personal to me, damn
it. Jay, you're going to have to study up on various sports to get up to speed. That's how it is, and that's all there is to it.
And I know more than hockey than you.
You know more than hockey?
I mean, more.
You know more than hockey?
You know how often Key and I are over here having sidebars about the NHL, and we look at you. I can't talk to Jay about it.
You just learned it was the Stanley Cup final. You just learned it.
Why are you telling people?
Jay, can we get it to a sport that you're very comfortable with instead?
Just shut up and dribble. Here it comes.
Jay couldn't wait to bring that up. He had that one in his back pocket.
Oh, you know right
you
here.
You've been sleeping on that all night, huh? He couldn't believe.
You're very articulate, kid.
Will you stop? Jeez.
What do you think about the Athletic report, Jay? I want to go into your wheelhouse now, which is basketball. What do you think about the Athletic report? That Kyrie and the Nets are at an impasse and that Kyrie could leave Brooklyn.
What?
There is zero chance that Kyrie Irving plays for another team next year other than the Brooklyn Nets.
Wow.
Zero. Zero. Like, all this is fabricated. All this is, it's made up. To me, this is negotiation tactics. This is, hey, trying to squeeze and get a little bit more money. If that's the Nets being a little bit unsure, what are amendments in your contract that we can make sure that you play a certain amount of games? But like to me, this whole thing is, first off, Kyrie would not play for the New York Knicks. Kyrie had a chance to play for the New York Knicks earlier. Kyrie didn't want to play for the New York Knicks. All of a sudden, Kyrie wants to play for the New York Knicks.
Kyrie and me are going to bond over that eventually, I'm telling
exactly.
you.
Exactly. That's not going to happen. Sorry, New York. Not going to happen for the Knicks organization.
Yeah.
Kyrie and the Lakers, the whole LeBron James scenario. I get that their relationship has mended to a degree. But you're telling me if you're Rob Pelinka and if you're Jenny Buss, you're going to bring Kyrie Irving over to Darvin Ham in his first year for the Lakers organization and the amount of how it takes to hit the ground running, you're going to do that to the Lakers? No, you're not going to do that. And the amount of disservice it would do to Kevin Durant, Kyrie's brother, who they came over together as a package deal, what it would do to that relationship more so than anything would be out of this world. There is no way in hell Kyrie Irving plays for another team other than the Nets next year.
Mm. It's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless.
Don't believe it.
Key, Jay, listen to what Kendrick Perkins said on First Take about what Kyrie means to KD.
They better find a way to get the deal done and find a way to keep Kyrie Irving. Because I'm going to tell you something. A brother that's probably not happy right now is Kevin Durant. And he's not. It's not that he's pissed off with Kyrie Irving. He's pissed off with the Brooklyn Nets. Look, I'm telling you this right now, Stephen A. If I'm KD and the Brooklyn Nets don't get this deal done with Kyrie Irving and Kyrie Irving leaves the Brooklyn Nets to sign with somebody else like the Lakers and LeBron James, if I'm Kevin Durant, I want out. And I want out fast.
And that may be true. Kevin Durant may want out. And the Lakers may try and pursue Kyrie Irving, and it'll take a lot, you know, it's a lot that they have to do to get the money to clear up the salary cap and all those sort of things. But in the end, Kyrie Irving has a decision to make, and he's got to make a decision that's good for him. And I know what you're saying, Jay, that there's zero chance. No, there's always a chance to go somewhere else, because even though you know that relationship is strong, they both got to do what's best for them. They've already tried it. What has been 3 years now? 2 years going on three?
Yeah.
It hasn't worked out to their benefit at all whatsoever. Now you say that the New York Knicks, he didn't want to sign with the New York Knicks, which is probably true. But wasn't there a different regime in the front office at the time? And you know how Uncle West can get. Uncle West could be very influential in terms of chopping in somebody's ears and getting them to do some things from a basketball standpoint that may benefit the New York Knicks or anybody else when he's involved in those teams. So I look at it to say, if I'm Kyrie and I have a relationship with LeBron James and I know that I've won with LeBron James, I tried to win with KD, I won with LeBron James, and if I can get my money without all the other things that potentially could be going on with the Nets saying, well, I don't want to pay you this based on something, why wouldn't I look to leave? Why not?
I don't see it happening. And if you want to bring back the past 3 years, I know that people have built up a book of evidence against Kyrie that tries to make him seem like he's not a guy that's going to be there when it's all said and done. But if you want to go back to the insurrection on January 6th, that was an unprecedented event, right, in which he took time. The pandemic, COVID, like unprecedented event that he took time because he didn't want to get vaccinated. Even going back to the bubble around George Floyd and what was happening with this country. There were a lot of things that people
stood up for
over the past 3 years, and people were trying to build that into the argument about why Kyrie is not reliable. At the end of the day, this comes to Kyrie and KD's relationship, Key. If their relationship is on par, you can make the money work, even if there are stipulations.
Here's my question.
In the deal.
Here's my question. Let me ask this. So why is KD positioning stuff through the media about Kyrie? Does that indicate to me, if Perk comes out and says, hey, KD is going to leave if da-da-da-da-da with Kyrie, that's not coming from nowhere. Why is KD, does that mean that he has gone to the Nets and said, hey, I want Kyrie here, let me be very clear, and they're like, well, we got to do what we got to do? Or is that KD like, I'm probably not supposed to interfere directly in negotiations? Let me call some people I know in the media to let them know how I'm feeling. You know what I mean?
So you think KD planted a seed to grow so Perk could say that, opposed to Perk
I'm not saying where Perk heard it from. I don't know. I have no idea where Perk got it from. But when I see – if I hear Jay, Will, or Perk, or someone who talks to people say, hey, you know something? Let me tell you what I think. I listen very closely because they're not usually pulling it out of the thin air.
Okay.
I used to say this on First Take with Stephen A. If he would say something, I would tell people. I'd stop the show. I'd say, hold on, everyone. Listen very closely to what Stephen A. is saying. He talks to a lot of people. He's not just inventing this, right? That's why I'm asking. For when I start to hear things in the press about players from sources who used to ball, who talk to a lot of people, etc., I listen very closely. And to me, what I'm hearing is KD feels he either shouldn't, he either can't, or he doesn't want to go directly to the Nets and say, put the brakes on this thing.
Real quick before we go to break.
Yeah.
Through all the chaos that has been around Kyrie Irving that's been manufactured by the media and himself to a degree, when have you ever heard KD speak out against Kyrie?
Never.
Okay.
Right. Oh, that's
I'm
right
just
on
adding
point.
To your point.
Yeah. Yep, right on point. And there's no way the Nets don't know how KD feels. So what's going on? Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. Why seven Super Bowls still doesn't make you. Seven Super Bowl championships. He won seven. Still doesn't make you as dangerous as your biggest rival, according to one person we know very well on this show. That's next on ESPN Radio and Sirius XM
Poor
Channel
carpet.
80.
I'd much rather go against Tom Brady every day of the week than to go against
Peyton Manning. That's how you feel.
That's how I believe that's how everybody feels.
Interesting. I like that.
Like, in the heyday, you never, ever have I said.
Let's also point out.
I'm so afraid of Tom Brady.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
So, Key, this is the second straight day, family member, medical issue. I have to come in, like, you know, it's the middle of the night. I'm going to the pharmacy to pick stuff up because
you're a good partner.
Yeah. Well, listen, and you too. Now I come in, I find out because, you know, I try to use that as an excuse for why I spilled the coffee on the rug, and Key's not hearing the excuse because apparently the same thing happened to him.
Yeah, it doesn't work. I was up at 1 a.m.
For what?
My son, tummy ache. He actually had a tummy ache. You know me, I thought he was pump faking just because he wanted to come into the room. But because as soon as.
Wait, how old?
He's 10. But as soon as the door opened, I wake up. I'm like, you know, I'm up. Yeah. Now it's a wrap. I can't go back to sleep. My stomach. I'm like, you know, now I'm ready to curse. I'm ready to be mad. So I'm like, what's wrong? And he's explaining it. And he actually went to the restroom. And he actually.
Still had, yeah.
Yeah, he had whatever was going on. And I'm like, what did you eat? Oh, we only had pizza. I'm like, pizza from where? Oh, the vegan. I'm like, see, that's part of it. You eat stuff that we don't. I don't know anything about this pizza place. And so you get to doing that. I try to lay back down. It doesn't happen. Oh, my stomach. So I hit him with you want to go to the ER? Then she hit him with, we're going to be in the ER for 12 hours.
That's a quick way to shut it down.
No, I don't.
Oh, so I think I'm okay. I think I'll be okay.
I was like, Max, it's hurting.
Why does that have to be the extreme take? You want to go to the ER?
Because that's probably, listen, I hate to tell you what food poisoning usually is.
Oh, no, I hear you. I mean,
it's usually just something ain't clean. You know what I mean? Like, especially vegan pizza. What's on a vegan pizza that's going to give you food poisoning?
But see, this is what my wife does. My wife is really, she goes into detective mode. So if I ever have like
the internet.
Yeah, she's like, let me go ahead and self-assess you. Like, what did you eat today? Yeah. Oh, you had that walnut? What year was that walnut from? I don't know what year
MD.
Was
that.
Yeah.
All that. They going to do the internet
detective. Internet detective. Here we go.
Yeah. She'll diagnose me. She'll diagnose everybody else.
One thing about kids, though, is they will screw up your sleep pattern when they're uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know, because at some point, you don't want to go back to sleep and get the full Z's in because you're worried about your kids.
Your baby,
so you ain't going to never be able to go back to sleep. And when you got to get up like we do in the wee hours to come to work,
I'd really throw myself on the mercy of the court in my house. I'm like, girls,
please,
please, you know, I have to get up at a little. I can't get up.
They don't.
No, they don't. They don't care.
They don't.
No,
care.
They really
don't.
How many
times I tried that?
Yeah.
Like, dude, I gotta. And he does this even when I'm at home, and I gotta get up at 1:30.
Oh, I try the whole. I try the whole. You like your toys. You like the things we can have, right? That's because I gotta get. You know, that's
my daughter turns on the TV and sees us laughing. She's like, "Oh, you're not working. You're hanging with your friends."
Yeah. Well, I mean. Jay, come on. We got this scam going. Let's just pocket the money.
I work.
Yeah. You're right.
We work. That's work. This ain't work.
Clean up on aisle three.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Peyton Manning gives you a total sense, a different set of anxiety. I'd much rather go against Tom Brady every day of the week than to go against Peyton Manning.
That's how you feel.
I believe that's how everybody feels.
Interesting.
Look, I would agree with Bart on this from the standpoint of how Peyton Manning changed the game. Peyton's command and control at the line of scrimmage.
You sleep at night like, damn. With Tom Brady, it was more about Bill Belichick, the entire team, the execution, like them having a game plan.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80, and your smart speakers were presented by Progressive Insurance. By the way, the road to the rematch is on as bantamweight champ Juliana Pena and former champ Amanda Nunes go head-to-head as coaches on the historic 30th season of The Ultimate Fighter. Stream the series now exclusively on ESPN+. Plus. Sign up now at ESPNplus.com. All right. So here's the great – this is really one of the great media personalities in our time right now, and that's Bart Scott. Bart Scott, I always talk about the two-on-two basketball challenge that – Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max won as a team. This show won against Bart and Hahn, the team of Bart and Hahn. But really what happened is they're just sitting there one day on their show, on Bart and Hahn, and Bart starts talking. By the time he's done talking, Hahn got roped into a two-on-two game against the former two-time player of the year and the number one draft pick in the NFL. So Bart, when he gets going, well, let's put it this way, he is not afraid to tell you what he thinks, and this is what Bart Scott thinks about Tom Brady versus Peyton Manning.
I'd much rather go against Tom Brady every day of the week than to go against Peyton Manning.
That's how you feel.
I believe that's how everybody feels.
Interesting. I like that.
Like, you don't fear Tom Brady. Peyton Manning gives you a total sense, a different set of anxiety. Like, you have anxiety. Like, you sleep at night like, damn. With Tom Brady, it was more about Bill Belichick, the entire team, the execution, like them having a game plan.
Key? What am I supposed to say to that? What
do you think? I mean, right? you're an elite wide receiver. You played against both.
I spoke to a lot of defensive players through the years, or, you know, enough that, like, yeah, Peyton gave me, like, that was worse for me than Tom Brady.
I don't know how. I don't know how it was worse. How could it be worse?
As bad as it
you
gets.
You got two first ballot Hall of Famers, multiple Super Bowl champions, records all over the record book.
Can I give you my basketball analogy? Because this is how
absolutely.
I hear it, right? So it's like comparing Steve Nash and Jason Kidd, right? Hall of Famers at the end of the day, both elite at what they do. Mm-hmm. But Steve Nash, and I'm not comparing resumes, right? Because nobody's resume will ever compare it to Tom Brady. He's the GOAT. I get it.
Nash got two MVPs.
Nash has two MVPs, right? But Steve Nash always allowed the defense to reveal itself because he was great at probing, right? Whereas Jason Kidd saw the defenses before they were even established. It was a different way of going about it, which I think made Jason Kidd a little bit more lethal as a player. Is that, to a degree, what Bart is saying about the difference between Peyton Manning and Tom Brady?
No, because I think personally, I like Peyton Manning big time. I'd probably rather catch footballs from Tom Brady.
Why?
It's a lot easier. The balls, the rotation of the ball is pinpoint accuracy. All of those sort of things to me. And I get it. Everybody thinks because Omaha was the – why are you laughing?
Because you have an allergic reaction to branding.
Because he's Omaha, ridiculous.
Omaha. Yeah, right. He's like – oh, that's going to be this dude's thing now, right? Like, he's like a coach on the line of scrimmage.
Max, every damn quarterback I played with walked to the line of scrimmage and pre-snap read the defense and checked out of something that wasn't good for us. Everyone.
But there are levels to it, though, right?
Vinny Testaverde checked out of things at the line of scrimmage. He just didn't scream and bark it and do all the – and he just basically said – 55's the mic. We getting ready to do this.
But there aren't
opposite,
levels to it,
opposite.
There aren't levels to it, though. I mean, I know everybody is calling changes at the line of scrimmage, but aren't there levels to it?
I guess, Jay. I guess, man.
But it's the same thing to your eyes. Same
thing. It's the same thing to me. If we are in a bad play and we need to get into a good play, a smart quarterback is going to put me in a good play. That's the only thing I'm thinking.
You know, I just go by results. First, me, it always looked to me like Brady had a stronger arm, and Peyton was regular season. If someone said, who's the best regular season player you ever seen, Peyton Manning in the regular season was impossible.
But see, that to me still isn't fair to Peyton Manning, okay. Right? Because sometimes you go up against the matchups in the postseason, which, well, come on, man. When you're playing against the New England Patriots and Willie McGinnis is checking your backs coming out of the backfield, that's not Peyton's fault.
I get it, but let me just say this real quick, JJ. I know
go ahead.
That the argument, like, I did this on this just in yesterday, 2 p.m. Eastern ESPN. I Peyton Manning in the regular season is one thing. Postseason, I looked at touchdown interception ratio, especially that on third down, win-loss record, all those things, different dude in the regular season. And the argument's always been, and even Bart brought it up, yeah, but Tom Brady had Belichick. And this may be Brandon Key, but he just did it without Belichick.
Let me just add to that, Max, and I'm not talking about postseason records or stats, right? So Tony Romo was one of the, and granted, he's been doing it for a while now, one of the best there was in the booth broadcasting, right? Giving you play-by-play calls, right? Give it a great Key, stop. But it does feel like when I listen to Peyton in the broadcast, it does feel like there's a different level to it. Mm-hmm. And I respect the hell out of, right? I mean, it's different with Peyton. Like that ability to articulate what you see in real time, fast twitch.
See, Key is saying,
isn't there a difference between Tony Romo and Peyton Manning? Like, doesn't that?
Key is saying there's no difference, right? It's the same thing, not with Romo.
He's not really. You talking about in football or in the booth?
I'm saying in football, on the field, at the line of scrimmage, whatever,
to
Peyton Manning,
it in real time.
Tom Brady, at a certain level, you're like, these dudes are basically the same.
Yeah, because all quarterbacks, right, they all come to the line of scrimmage with multiple plays depending on the sophistication of the offense.
And Peyton's no better at that than
Peyton
Tom Brady?
Peyton may be better at it than some, because some may get you in a bad play, check into a bad play instead of a good play. But you can't tell me that Tom Brady doesn't take advantage of a defense that's in a bad situation. You can't tell me that.
So that's Key. So Key's saying at the certain level, they're basically interchangeable doing that. Jay, you're not saying, but that's what Key's saying. What I'm saying is this. Even if you say Peyton is the best at it, okay, let's say you disagree and say Peyton's the best at it, there was a difference between regular season Peyton and playoff
Peyton.
And Tom Brady, if anything, got better in the playoffs, and people always like to point to Belichick. And what I'm saying is when Brady has now won in Tampa, now it's harder to point to Belichick and give him the credit. Wouldn't that put Brady over Peyton?
Yeah, but the whole Belichick, they go hand in hand, Belichick and Brady. Just because he left and went to a loaded team and won a Super Bowl, they go hand in hand. They really do.
So Key is allergic to branding. He does not like it. Doesn't like the brand. Oh, Muhammad doesn't like the brand.
I just don't like people putting a lot of yeast on something when you don't necessarily have to.
It's the offseason.
Speaking of Tom Brady, how Klay Thompson went full Brady at the Warriors Championship Parade.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
We did what we do. Welcome back to the Warriors Invitational, baby.
The Golden State Warriors back on top of the NBA once more. Four championships in 8 years. Drops it for Thompson behind the screen. Three is good. Game six, Clay delivering a dozen in the first half.
When you watch what he went through the last 2 years, and it's, you know, it's no surprise we sucked when he was out.
I went through some things, tore everything, and I'm still here. Hold that, haters.
Yeah, Max. Keyshawn, J. Will, Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. So I picked the Warriors to win now. Wanted to see Clay win finals MVP, which he did. Now
Steph.
I'm satisfied.
You mean Steph.
Oh,
Steph.
I say, what, oh, did I say Clay?
Yeah, because we heard Clay talk.
Mama said Clay, I'm going to call him Clay.
Yeah.
Steph. I want to see Steph win finals MVP, and he did. And he, no excuses, he was the best player on either team. As a result of that, the team won. I'm satisfied. That's all. And that's the whole point of sports, to satisfy me for some reason. That's what I believe. Right, listen. Jay, you watched this whole parade, every moment of it.
I watched the whole thing. Can I tell you, I am here for every moment of drunk Clay. Like, I am here for every moment of it. From the fact that he rode over in his boat, he lost his championship hat on a boat. It blew off. My man knocked over a fan, like literally blitzer. Look at, boom, knocked over.
Oh, man.
Helped her up. Wait, Max, it gets better. He kept drinking Henny the whole time, and he kept yelling, anything is possible. anything is possible.
He needs a sponsorship.
I don't know if I'm hurt. I'm laying down.
He's gonna need that Henny. He's gonna need that Henny sponsorship just to pay that lawsuit.
He dropped his championship ring in the crowd. If y'all could have saw this, it came off in the crowd. He was on the ground on all fours looking for it. Like, I'm like, this is everything that's
eBay.
Right about what Clay is right now.
Yeah, when you celebrating like that, you celebrate in college, but it was different, Jay, than the pros, because you know college they ain't gonna be really flowing like that with the alcohol beverages as an adult. But the ticker tape parades and that alcohol get to flowing for at least 48 hours, at least.
Oh, it's been flowing though. It's been flowing since they won in Boston.
At least 48. You have to slow down after 48 and kind of gather yourself for a day or two.
You got to go home eventually.
You got to try to get home.
Yeah.
You got to try to get home.
Family hasn't seen him in 2 days. He's like, look.
Try to get home.
Well, it was interesting because at the time when we won the Super Bowl, I went to Leno. Then I flew home for ticker tape because I missed the stadium. You know how you fly home and everybody's at the stadium. I missed that because I was meeting with my probation officer on Leno with Brad Johnson. And that's a joke.
I know it was.
So then I go home. My kids and all of us fly back. I go to ticker tape, do the whole deal. My kids are still at home. It took me about 24 hours to get back to them.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you was Earling, coming, calling Earl. It was, ooh.
But see, this is more like college for Clay, though. Yeah. This reminds me more, because Clay, there's no wife. Like, there's no family. It's Clay.
No, I wasn't married when I won the Super Bowl.
Oh.
No, I wasn't married when I was divorced.
Oh.
So act like I didn't have fun in my life.
No. Because it was just, it's different, right? Because Steph was up there. You know, on the parade, on the float with the family and the kids and the wife. And Clay's just boots on the ground, just in the trenches, like, yo, what it do? What time is it? What's up?
Is there anything better in that moment than being Clay Thompson? Right? You could do whatever you want. And you just won the chip.
Nobody can say anything to you.
No one can say anything to you.
So wait, this is really funny.
Pertaining to sports. No.
I do a podcast one time, and somebody said to me, well, you know, Jay, your story isn't a real comeback story. And I was like, well, you know, I'm walking again, so it's fine. Like, it's a comeback story for me. But
what fool said that?
It's fine. Because people have their perception of what a comeback story is, right? Because coming back means you come back through adversity, through odds, and you win. a championship, right? Even though winning for me means life. But this dude, after not playing basketball in 2 years, comes back in his first season, wins a world championship.
And without him, they didn't do a thing.
They didn't do a thing.
Yep.
So, I mean, look, Jordan Poole, Gary Payton II, Steph, Dre, all these guys, incredible roles. But for this dude to come back, I mean, he's on top of the world right now. This is an incredible story for Clay. I love it for him.
It's a great story. And whenever you have, like you said, I don't want to call them haters, but whenever you have doubters or people questioning your team and things, and you finish the deal, it just feels
so good
when you finish the deal, right? And on top of that, you get your fourth chip. You get to celebrate again. You get to show everybody and close everybody's mouths. I mean, all the guys in Memphis, they had to watch this, just like you watched it. Mm-hmm. Everybody in Memphis had to watch the same thing.
I mean, to me,
Boston
it feels
had
like
to watch it.
To me, it feels like world class athletes need doubters. Like I remember the '98 Yankees, who were favored to win the World Series. They traded for Chuck Knobloch. They had this incredible team, and wound up winning record 125 games, including the World Series and everything. Swept the World Series, and afterwards, I heard Derek Jeter go, no one thought we could do it. I thought, wait, everyone thought you could do it. What are you talking about? Everyone thought you were going
to
do this.
You know that's the go-to.
Yeah. But you guys seem to need it, right? Like, is there something in you that needs to prove something to someone who doesn't think you can do it to help fuel you?
You know, there's always one, right? And you may hear that one person, even though there may be many, and you just put it in your back pocket. And you put it in your back pocket and you hold on to it. And then you unleash it with the, no one thought we could ever do it. It's like, well, actually, Vegas thought you could do it, right?
But yeah, your odds are favorite.
But you had that one person that always doubted what your abilities would be.
What is that, Jay, in you? Because to me, Jay, you seem very much that way.
Oh, yeah.
Like, when you talk about a comeback, it's very clear to me, you were going to be successful in life because you would refuse to not be, right? And part of what few, like if it's basketball, if you wind up with the accident, that was not going to stop you. What is it in you that you need to be doubted in order to fuel that?
So I talked to Coach K about this yesterday on my pod, and it was great because I said, if you have an insatiable appetite, right, you're consumed by wanting to be great all the time. You block out all the stuff on the peripheral, right? Like you just block it out. So he's like, yeah, you do. But what happens is, you're as an athlete, you're not built for people to tell you, you're the best. That doesn't get you to your end goal. What gets you to your end goal? When somebody says, well, you're good, but...
Because you got to constantly improve? Is that what it is?
Because you always have to work on something. You're always trying to be better. So what are you more prone to listen to? Not the people that tell you you're great.
That's interesting.
The people that say, well, you're not good.
Because everyone looks at athletes like, oh, it's a genetic thing, which it has to be. You have to be athletic. But really, more than anything, it's working on everything, making your weaknesses stronger constantly.
And that quiet fuel that you get from people that, whatever, be negative or whatever you want to call it, you retain that information. And much like he said with Coach K, Coach Parcells was never going to tell you anything positive. Everything's just going to always – it was like it's gray outside today, man. Even though it's sunny and 90 with no humidity and a light wind, he's going to make you think the sky is falling.
Because you got to get better.
Because it's constant grind. It's like working for him is dog years. It's just a constant grind to get better all the time. Belichick's the same way.
That's why they're not for everybody, right?
That's why they're not for everybody.
Pat Riley.
That's why certain dudes have rabbit ears,
but
though. We talk about it. If that's KD on social media, if that's LeBron James clapping back at people, like everybody has rabbit ears in this industry if you're an elite at something.
And then in the end, they both going to praise you when it's over, and they don't have to deal with you anymore. He's great. He's this. Oh, my God, I wish I had 53 of those guys. And in the end.
And when you're going through it, you're like, hold up, I never heard this. I thought I was.
Seriously. Come on, man. Like, you know, that is the encouragement that you get from them. And then the outsiders, like Jay said, from a rabbit ear standpoint, because now social media, we didn't have social media when we played. We had newspapers and we had a little fake internet, not where it is today.
MySpace.
MySpace, Lipstick Alley, all that other stuff.
But MySpace wasn't even really around. No. Like, that was just in the very big. Were you playing when MySpace was
out? Absolutely. Yeah. I didn't have that stuff, though. Yeah. But you look at the clips, the newspaper clips. Max Kellerman, okay, I see what he's looking. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then I see you in the locker room, and you scared to look at me. You're going to turn the other way, even though you said something about me yesterday. I got it. Hey, back of my mind.
Can I tell you what's going to be next year? You ready?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're an athlete, you already see it. Like if you're Draymond Green or if you're Steph, the road that they took to get there was an easy road. That's what's going to be next year. Oh, you had to go through. You had to go through Denver. They didn't have Jamal Murray. They didn't have Michael Porter Jr.
Ja got hurt later on.
Ja got hurt, even though he was averaging 38. Oh, you didn't have to really go through Phoenix.
Then you'd have to play Milwaukee. You played Boston because Milwaukee Chris Middleton got hurt. You didn't have to play. Yeah.
It's the same thing that they're going to use for next year.
It's got to be a great. It's always going to be a great storyline. And so they will look at that storyline and try to figure out how to erase it by going out on the court and repeating again. And if they go out and repeat again, I was looking at them on the floor, and I'm like, damn, they won four championships. Just those three together. I mean, you could add Iguodala in there. He's a part of it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you could add him in there, but they won four, man. Think about that.
Dre's going to get more with him because Dre should be a coach on that staff. When Mike Brown leaves, Dre needs to be an assistant coach on that staff.
Oof.
Dre who?
Andre Iguodala.
Oh, you said Dre. I'm thinking you're talking about
Draymond.
Yeah, you did too.
Yeah.
I was going to say, wait a minute.
I call him Dre. Yeah, so.
That no, number. It makes me. You think years from now, Evan will be on some documentary talking about how great we did everything? You think all those guys were great?
Just had to push him.
But meantime, every day we didn't do the read right. Something happened. We get out of time.
Max spilling the coffee.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, but like years from now, right?
They're a pain in the ass. But you know, best crew we've ever
spent.
Worked with.
Yeah. Spend too long on the same topic.
You know, spend too long on the same topic. Yeah. You know, that Jay was really articulate and smart.
Really smart.
Really smart.
Just
speaks
lacked
well.
Energy.
Well spoken is what they say. Yeah. Well
spoken. Just lacked energy at times.
Yes. Lacked energy at times.
Yes.
Yeah.
I need to be more energetic.
Those people are going to hate you.
Here is Draymond Green at the championship parade.
I'm just going to continue to destroy people on Twitter, as I have been, and Instagram stories. I really love this group, and when I say this group, I mean this entire group. You know, there were times where we won a championship, and
like a 90-year-old, don't
you? Everything didn't have to be aligned. Like, you were just that good. And for this to work, every single person up here had to be aligned.
That's crazy. Everything had to be aligned. But they didn't go seven games, and they were down. You know, they were down in the series. They had to win out. Like at the end,
but everything did need to be aligned.
Yeah, right. They had to be their best selves. They couldn't be some lesser version.
And look, man, and Jay know this. As you go further in tournaments and playoffs, things get ratcheted up with the competition. Even though it looked easy in the end to them, for us watching them. And it was hard as hell.
Mm-hmm.
Sleepless nights, thinking about what you did wrong.
Dre got pulled in the fourth quarter of a game.
In the fourth quarter of the game. People just think it's just easy. It's like, man, it's hard as hell to win a championship.
Max, here's a narrative that we're going to debunk right now on our show. You ready? That the Warriors are now going to be the hunted because they were the hunters this year. And that is just a load of BS, in my opinion. This team has always been the hunted, right? But one of the things that makes the hunted the best, they never look at themselves as the hunted. They're always the hunters. They've always been the hunters. They've always been striving to win chips. Even 2 years ago when they had the worst record in the league, you don't think for 1 second every team, when they had a chance to beat them down, let them know, yeah, you're on the bottom. You ain't never getting back. Last year when they got bounced in the play-in tournament to the Memphis Grizzlies, you don't think the Grizz held on to that? You don't think Klay Thompson held on to that? The same reason he's talking about Jaren Jackson, things that he said, strength in numbers during the regular season, they're always the hunters. That's why I'm telling you, Draymond Green talking trash about we're going to keep talking trash the whole offseason is because they're maintaining that mentality as the hunters going into next season.
It certainly felt like they were done, though. I mean, anybody that –
without Klay.
No, just it felt like
did
because it?
It
felt like it.
I always thought they had another one in them.
I always thought they were a sleeping giant.
Here's why I say that, though. KD leaves. Klay gets hurt. Draymond gets a little bit older, and you know, he's just like, it's Dre. They don't have much except Klay. I mean, except Steph. There was nothing else.
Yeah, cover was bare for
it
a minute.
Was bare.
Because before they came in last, they didn't have Wiseman.
When that happened, you were like, Yeah, man, they might have. Yeah, it's over with.
I thought they had one more.
You didn't know, Clay, two injuries. You had no idea what was getting ready.
But at the beginning of the season, when you saw Jordan Poole.
Oh, at the beginning of the season.
You're like, yo, wait, they have depth?
No, I mean, Jay. Sides. I mean, when I'm talking about 2 years ago.
Before, yeah.
When it all kind of crumbled. It felt like the little dynasty was over with. And then all of a sudden, you get LeBron in the division. You got in the conference, I mean. You get him in the conference. It's just like. Yeah, they little reign is over. Steph going to be a great player, but the rest of them, you don't know about.
What we were talking about before is it is like sports can be a metaphor for life in so many ways, but anyone in their personal life, in their business, and whatever it is, there are going to be a million obstacles and excuses and reasons why you can't succeed. When Draymond talks about all that, when Clay is drinking like that, and it's because these guys never let those things get in the
way.
They figured out a way around them. And that's like you open a small business. You have a relationship. Whatever it is in your life, it's the same thing. If you want it to work, there's no smooth sailing. It's just work.
Got to go get it.
Dennis in Delaware wants to do a mea culpa, apparently. What's up, Dennis?
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I got to eat crow on this and give the Warriors all their kudos. I didn't think they were going to close them out in game six, so I stand corrected, and now I confirm without any hesitation that Steve Kerr is one of the top five coaches of all time, and Steph Curry is one of the top 10 players of all time. No doubt that was cemented the other night. I want to just say that right off the bat.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
Second of all, my other point is I know you might be having Sue on the show later. He's rumored maybe to go to the Raiders, but I wanted to ask Keyshawn this question. You know, with the addition of Devontae Adams and they have Hunter Renfrow and Darren Waller, do you think there's any chance Derek Carr could win the MVP this year? I mean, he had 4,800 yards passing last year, and with the addition of the play calling of Josh McDaniel, I mean, right now in Vegas, he's 40-1 to win the MVP, and I'm just kind of thinking that this could be the Raiders' year. I know Keyshawn likes Derek a lot. He's going to get reunited with Adams, his old college buddy. I'm just asking, you know, what do you think about the Raiders' chance and Derek Carr's chance this year to win the MVP?
Well, I think it's going to start. If he puts up those same type of numbers that he did a year ago and dropped the interceptions and raised slightly the touchdowns, Max, and they win the division,
possible.
He's going to be in the mix. You got to win the division. Can't not win the division and your numbers look like they did this year. You got to up one, lower the other, win the division, and you'll probably be right in the mix.
In that division? If you win that division, and now you got your guy, Devontae Adams, you're throwing all these touchdowns, easy.
Everybody who wins the MVP, touchdown interception ratio is low. Mm-hmm. Touchdowns are up, interceptions are down. They win the division. Yep. They throw for 4,000-plus yards. That's what he's going to have to do.
I could see Derek Carr throwing for 4,500 yards, a bunch of touchdowns. Yeah,
and keep the interceptions down, and then win the division. Of course, he'll be in the mix. He was in the mix several years ago until he got hurt, and they had to play the Texans in that wild card game in Texas.
Yeah, I'll say it again, Key. Watching him, Derek Carr, manage all the chaos this year with how he led gives me a lot of confidence in who he'll be next year.
I mean, the AFC West, how
he got through Henry Ruggs,
He got some cool pieces.
The AFC West reminds me of the NFC West this past year, except there's no Seattle. I don't see a soft touch. Like, even if you don't love the Broncos, Key, and you don't think they have an elite defense, but they have a good defense.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't think they're going to have a great offense, but it's not a bad – like, they check a lot of boxes.
Denver doesn't have an elite pass rusher. Bradley Chubb Chubbs.
I think Bradley.
Bradley Chubb. Yeah.
Nick is with Cleveland.
And coming off the edge, if he can stay healthy, they get a premier pass rusher like they had with Von Miller and DeMarcus Ware. Surtain is young at the corner spot. Their secondary is solid. They got to get somebody coming off the edge to harass those other three quarterbacks within that.
But they're not like a six-win team.
They can win. They can win 9 games, 10 games, finish in fourth and miss the playoffs.
You're talking about every team in that division winning 9, 10 games.
And they're all in danger, except maybe the Chiefs, of missing the playoffs.
When did we all of a sudden have all these people named the same in sports? It wasn't that way years ago.
The same.
No, it wasn't. Not growing up. I knew one Bob McAdoo.
Yeah, like
right? I mean, like, it wasn't like, think about it.
There might have been a lot of Mike Williams, but there wasn't
a lot of Michael Jordans. It wasn't a lot of Jordans.
Michael B. Jordan. Playing.
Eddie Jordan. Eddie Jordan barely played with the Lakers when Michael Jordan was playing. So it wasn't like these names all the time.
Chubb, especially if you had a name that you don't see every day like Chubb. Then there wouldn't be two, three dudes.
Am I lying?
Yeah, no.
There was not like
a lot of Johnsons out there.
I don't know that, man.
But not Keyshawns. Oh, I'm sure. Of course,
there's
always
zero Keyshawns. There's only one of one.
Right,
it was a boxer.
No, I'm talking about now.
Keyshawn
Davis. I'm talking about when I was playing.
Keyshawn Davis, yeah.
No, I'm talking about when I was playing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't. It was maybe like it was Keyshawn that played for the Chicago Bears. Keyshawn Johnson was a corner.
Yep.
And that was it. It wasn't, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know these names, man. Like
I had two other.
Just crazy.
Mike Williams. There are always at least 5-6 dudes named Mike Williams at any time.
Two other Jason Williams out there.
Yeah, Jay Will, too. I said, Mike, Jay is the greatest example.
I didn't shoot any.
And you were all real famous at the same time. The power forward, the point guard. You
like, oh, you're the guy with the shot. I'm like, no.
Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. Bundle and protect today under one roof. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Kyrie to the Lakers?
Woo!
How about the Clippers? Is that possible? That's next ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max, the podcast.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.